Daf is Daf Chaf. So we got to the very top line of Daf Chaf. There was in discussion very interesting sugyas of when the animal is nana. The Mishnah said mashenes right ketam shalmas mashenes. So how does a person pay? He pays according to what hana he receives. So the Gemara on the top says ahu barcha. There's certain rashes of barcha is an ace, a goat. A certain goat dechaza lipsa apuma didana. So a goat sees some type of lefse, a vegetable. It's a puma on the mouth of a type of a kli of some sort. So sarach salik. So he kind of drags the kli with him with the food on it. And achla lipsa, he eats the lefes, he eats the vegetable. The taver ladan, and he breaks the kli. So what's the halacha? Chai ve rava alipsa vadana nezek shalim. Rava says he's chayv to pay both for the vegetable that was eaten and also for breaking of the kli. My time, what's the reason? Kevin to orchla mecha lipsa orchanami lesucha lemisalik. Since it's the normal way for the goat to eat the lefes on top of the jar, so too it's normal for it to break the jar along the way. So therefore, you have to pay both nezek shalem. Gemara says now Amar Ilfa. Ilfa says behema bershus harabim. So remember, we have to keep remembering the halachas. We're talking about shein. These are the halachas of shein. The halacha of shein is your pater bershus harabim. You're only chayv bershus hanizak. And in rishus harabim, when you're pater, if you the animal or the owner gets hana, then you have to chayv to pay for that hana, but not for the full amount. So now you have a behemoth that's in rishus harabim. It's walking in the shuk. It's walking right next to another cow, and there's some food on the back of the cow that's carrying. So your animal sticks its neck over onto the back of the other cow and eats the food that's lying on its back. So the mission, the Gemara that says, chayaves, you have to pay them out. My time. Even though you're in Rishis HaRabim, the back of the animal is considered like a Rishis HaNizak, entering to his property, his domain, and therefore, I would have to pay for the food that was eaten on the back of this other animal. So Gemara says, Lema suggests that maybe maybe the following is a support for what Ilfo just said. If, let's say, he's holding a bag of some sort behind him, from his behind, and the animal sticks its neck out and eats from it, you have to pay. So the guy's walking and carrying something on his back, and the animal get runs ahead and catches it, eats the package I'm carrying on my back, you have to pay the full amount. Same idea, because he entered into my domain. This is my Rishus HaNizak now. He entered in, and it would be considered Rishus HaYachid, and he would have to pay. Mar says that's not a raya. Kedama Rava. Rava says bikofetetz achnami bikofetetz. In some other case, Rava says we're talking about where the animal jumps. So here too, it's where the animal jumped. So who cares if it jumps? So you look at Rashi. Rashi says nothing. Okay, Rashi in the top line. Rather, Rashi says top line of the page bikofetetz shekofsav achla al tzavar. The animal jumps and eats it. Shein darcha bekach. Animals don't do that. The told of the karenu. So it's the one. Whenever it's a shinoi, something that's not normal, we could consider it to be karen. And we know the halacha is karen is chayev in rishus harabim. The chayeves bechatzi nezek. You have to pay the half. So now the Gemara wants to know, hey Itmar, where is the initial statement of Rava where he said it's talking about kofetes where animals jumping? Hey Itmar de Rava. On the following statement, Dama Rabbi Oshaya behema brishus harabim halcha va'achla ptura. Animals walking in the Rishis Rabbim and it sees something, and while it's walking and eats something, it's pater, because we now know Shane is pater Rishis Rabbim. But let's say Amda, the animal stops, and then V'achla, then eats something, Chayavis has to pay. So Gemara says, why? What's the difference? My Shna Halchot Orchehu, Amda Nami Orchehu. If the Klal is whenever the animal does something that's Orche, that's normal, so in Rishis Rabbim, you're pater, so when he stops, animals also stop. They take breaks in the Rishus HaRabim, so he should be pater for that case as well. Why you chayiv? So comes along Rava. Rava says, no, I'm Rava b'kofetes. When we say omed, that's what it really means is the animal stopped and jumped. So once it jumped, animals don't normally jump, and they don't normally jump to eat things. So that's why you're chayiv chatinezik in that case. So too, plugging it back into our case, when the person's holding some package on his back with food, and an animal jumps and eats it, that's why you're chayiv chatinezik. But that is no raya for the previous case of where the animal takes the food off the back of another animal next to it. Asks the Gemara now, Bai Rabbi Zeira, Miskalagel Mahu. What if it's Miskalagel? What does it mean, Miskalagel? Let's say the food was in Rishus HaYachid, and the animal, you know, with its mouth and nose and legs, kicks it and rolls it over until it gets to Rishus HaRabim. And now when he finally eats it, it's in Rishus HaRabim. So do you go based on where he ate it, which is now Rishus HaRabim, and you'd be Pater? Or do you go based on when he initially found it, which is Rishus HaNizak, and he would be Chayv? Heichi Dami, what's the case? Kigon de kaima amir b'shus yachid v'kamaskal gevasi. That's right. You said akasi b'shus yachid l'rishus rabbin, where the bundle of hay was in Rishus Yachid, and he moved it over to Rishus Rabin, where he finally ate it. My, what's the din? So Tashma, the Gemara brings Uriah. Raya. Ditani, Rabbi Chia, Masoi Miktasa Bifnim, Umiktasa Bechutz. Let's say a guy has a package, or an animal has a package. Part of it's inside, part of it's outside. Achla Bifnim, if the animal eats that which is on the inside, let's assume the inside means Rishus Yachid, Chayavis, because that's Rishus HaNizak, and you're Chayav Rishus HaNizak for Shane. If he's achla b'chutz, if he's eating that which is sticking on the outside, which is rishus harabim, then patura, because shein rishus harabim is patur. So my lab, miskal gel vasi, is this case not talking about a case where it started off in bifnim, it started off rishus yachid, and he moved it over, miskal gel, into the chutz, into rishus harabim, and we say that you're actually going to be chayiv then. I'd rather patur if you're eating it in rishus harabim.
Is this the opposite of the case we said yesterday where it's where the action was in Rishus Rabim, but the damage was in Rishus Yachid, where we said we don't care about where the Maisa started, we care about where the damage
was. It's a very similar case. I guess the question would be, why doesn't the Gemara enter that same way? Go Basar Mikara, Basar Tavra Mada Azla. I'm not sure why the Gemara doesn't view that as the same idea. It should be the same model, I don't know. Let's see, I wonder if does Tosis point this out? Tosis does not. But it sounds like a pretty similar case. I don't know what the difference is. So Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Again, my lav miskagel vasi. Initially, the Gemara thinks it's talking about where it started off bifnim, ended off bechutz, and you're potter for eating in bechutz, and it would be a raya for our question of miskagel. To which the Gemara says, lo, ema achla al mash bifnim, like we initially thought, you ate that which is on the inside, then you're chayeves. If you're al mash bechutz, too, if you're eating that which is on the outside, then you're going to be potter. So just look at Rashi. Rashi explains here, Ema achla al mashe bechutz ptura al mashe haya munach betchila bechutz ptura al munach betchila befnim chayeves de baaser shaklale azinan bein hi befnim bein hi bechutz. What he's referring to is where it was initially. So if it was initially befnim and you moved over to the outside, you'd be chayev. So it would be answering that question. It sounds like then, wouldn't it? So why is that a rejection? Isn't that answering the question? If you start off, if it was initially bechutz and you moved it to the inside, you'd be pater. I don't know what we're changing here. That's exactly what we said above. Let's look at Rashi beforehand. Look at Rashi, my love. Let's see what Rashi says there. So Rashi's in my love, the Rashi above this, kagon shachlasa kulo, he eats the whole thing. Ah. So you ate the whole thing, that's the shayla, the hachi kamar. Achlasa bifnim, kagon shagilgalas kulo, bifnim, chayeves, gilgalasa lechutz, ptura. So the initial understanding was you always go based on where you ate it. And now the Gemara says, pretty much what you were saying, Tani. Then the Gemara says, no, you go based on where it started off in. That's where the answer is. Based on where it starts off from, in which case the particular question that we had was, it's going to be chayiv. If it started off in Rishus Yachid, then you'd be chayiv, even though it ends up in Rishus Rabim. But then the Gemara says, Ibais Ema, the simple answer, which I thought was a simple reading of the Bryce, is, Ki Kama Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia is referring to a case of Bepsila Daf Safsa. It's a very long bundle of hay here. So if part of it's in Rishus Yachid, and part of it's in Rishus Rabim, if he eats the part that's in Rishus Yachid, then he's Chayiv. If he eats the part that's hanging over in Rishus Rabim, then he's Pater. We're not talking about Misgalgil here at all, completely a different case. And there's no Raya at all to this question. Gemara now says the two dots, achla ksus. So the Mishnah told us the animal eats ksus, clothing, something that it normally doesn't eat. So the lach is that the owner of the animal is pater. So the Gemara says, ahai, which cases is referring to when you say pater? So Amar Rav says, akulo, all the cases you're pater. Anytime the animal eats something that it's not right to eat, it's pater. Why? Very important. Klal, we'll see this comes up a little bit later on as well. Call him a Mishana, Uba Acher Vishinabo, Pater. If the initial person makes a Shino, he's Mishana, and then someone else makes a Shino, you're Pater. So meaning the person placed his Kalim in the Rishus Rabim. Nobody places their clothing and their pots in the Rishus Rabim. That itself was a Shino. And now my animal comes on and does another Shino on top of that by eating it, which is not normal, I'm Pater. Because you made the first Shino. You shouldn't have put your stuff there in the first place. You had no right to. Therefore, I'm completely Pater from paying from anything. But then Shmuel Amar, no. Shmuel Amar lo shanu el beperis v'yirakos aval ksus v'kelim chayeves. I'm only pater from peris v'yirakos because he should not have placed the fruits and vegetables in the in the yard. So the fact that my animal ate it normally, that was normal. You know that animals eat fruit and vegetables. It was your fault for placing it in Rosh Hashanah. You should not have done it. So I'm not liable. What do you want me to do? If you're dangling a carrot in front of my donkey, of course he's going to eat the carrot if you hang it there. So it's your fault. I'm pater. But if you place kalim, clothing, and pots, there's no reason why you should expect my animal to eat your stuff. No one eats. Animals don't eat clothing. So if you place it there, even though you did a shinoi, still, my animal did a greater shinoi, and I would be chayv to pay for that amount. That's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. V'chein amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says the same thing, akulo, that the Torah goes in all cases. Even the case of ksusa kalim, if you did a first shinoi, even though my animal did a later shinoi, I'm completely off the hook, because you shouldn't have placed your stuff in the Reshus HaRabim in the first place. How do we see this? V'azda Reish Lakish letame. Reish Lakish goes according to his reasoning in general. Amar Reish Lakish, shtei paros b'Reshus HaRabim. If two cows that are in the shuk, achas revutza v'achas mehalechas, one of them is crouching down. Animals don't crouch down in the Reshus HaRabim, and everything should keep moving. And the other one's walking through. So what happens? So the cow that's walking, it doesn't like the lazy cow on the side here. So bata, some bata malechas bervuta, the walking animal kicks the lazy cow on the floor. I'm ptura. Even though my cow may have broken a bone of the cow crouching, I'm completely potter. That cow had no right to be crouching down on the street. Revuta malechas chayaves. But let's say the one who's crouching kicks the one that's walking, so then the owner of the revuta is chayav to pay. Because the revuta had no right to sit on the ground and kick my animal. So see from here, though, at least Reish Lakish says that the malechas, due to kicking, be'ata is normally something abnormal. Animals don't kick. So the fact that it kicked another animal normally would be chayav. But since the animal that was kicked was revuta, and that was a shinoi, no one had let their animal do revuta in the Reshus HaRabim, so that's the klal. Kol ha-mishane v'acher v'shinoi b'pater. Even though my animal did something b'shinoi, your animal did the first thing b'shinoi by crouching down, and therefore I'm pater, just like Rav says. For bata, which that's fine though, even though it's keren, even though it's shinoi and keren, but a shinoi on a shinoi would be pater. That's the klal.
Flower applying just by shein, it's by all.
Exactly. When a kol mashan, anything that does a shinoi is always going to be, it's always going to be pater. Remember, we're talking about Reshus HaRabim here, so shein of course is vaday pater. The only reason why you be chayv is because it's a shinoi and because it's keren. Okay. Gemara now,
if he kicks the roots, the one that's lying down, kicks the one that's walking, is chayv why?
Why is the roots a chayv?
Yeah.
Because he did a shinoi. But doing any time you do a shinoi, anything mishuna, you're chayv to pay. How come the guy who's walking, the animal malachas, and kicks the revuta, that's a mishuna, he should be chayv? Because the revuta did the first mistake. He was a shinoi first, and he was crouching down there. He made himself a target. But the case of the malachas, the revuta kicks the malachas, the only shinoi is on the revuta, so he's chayv. The malachas are doing something normal, so you can't put the owner of the malachas, he's not responsible, he was doing orche. Then Rabbi Yochanan comes along, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the first wire lying down, Amar lo shanu ela peros virakos. This only applies to fruits and vegetables. Aval ksus v'kelim chayeves. Just like Shmuel holds, if I place my kelim and clothing in the Reshus HaRabim, and an animal comes along and eats it, I didn't do anything wrong. I have no reason to think that anybody would ruin my stuff. So therefore, he eats my clothing, he's chayev. So lema, let's say, Rabbi Yochanan less lay the Reish Lakish. Does Rabbi Yochanan not hold the Reish Lakish? Now, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the case of the paros, the kus kalim. He's not referring to Reish Lakish's case of the two paros. So maybe we could suggest Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold the Reish Lakish's case either. That maybe the two cows are both there. Maybe even the revutza, rather malachas, who kicks the revutza, maybe that malachas should be chayef. Because he doesn't hold the klal of kol mishana ba'acher, his pater. So the Gemara says, no, afilu b'shei paros, lo. So let's see how to read it again. Leimer b'yochan lesh le Reish Lakish afil b'shei paros. Maybe he doesn't hold the Reish Lakish even by the case of two paros. And the Gemara says, no, lo, not true. L'yolam isle k'tus, l'yolam isle really holds of the paros. Meaning that if the malachas is kicking the revuta, you're actually going to be potter like Reish Lakish holds. So how come by the case of k'tus and kalim, if the animal eats it, how come we're saying chayv? Isn't that kol mishana ba'acher v'shina potter? So answer the Gemara. Ksus of the inche de manche glimei, umispache, abhema lav orche. Because it's normal. There's no shinur. By me placing my kelim and ksus out in the Rishus Rabbim, that wasn't a shinur. That's something normal. People actually do that. They do hang their sheets out and their clothing out and they place a kelim. That's completely normal. And if your animal comes along and eats my stuff and ruins it, you're chayv because you did the mishuna. But by animals, it's not normal for animals to sit down and do revutza in the Rishus Rabbim. So therefore, in that case, called mishana ba'achar vishina, you would be pater. So you see, even though they're in agreement here, Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, they're coming from different angles, though. So there's going to be an afkamina between Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish has this klal. Maybe not. Okay, fine. Marna says two dots. Vim nanes mishalamas v'chule. The Mishnah said if an animal eats something in the Rishus Rabbim, you're pater, but the owner still has to pay the hana that he received by not having to feed his animal. He just got off the hook for the next meal. So, asks the Gemara, v'kama, how do you assess the hana? So, Rabba Amar, Dmei Amir. So, the value for would be Amir. Amir is what, the hay of some sort? Straw hay? Right? So, the amount it would be to feed the animal hay, whatever cost. And even though he ate something more valuable, you pay the amount of the hay it would cost to feed the animal for the next meal. Rava Amar, Dmei Sarim Bezul. No, you pay the amount of barley. Barley is a little bit more expensive than straw. But that amount you pay, but Bezul, the cheaper amount, the cheapest amount you could find Sorum going for in the marketplace. Not the highest amount, but the cheaper amount. So that's the amount of Hana that this person got. So Tani Kavasa de Rabba, Tani Kavasa de Rava. Tani Kavasa de Rabba, the price that supports Rabba's opinion, which is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, I Omer, Ein Mishalemes El Dmei Omer Bilad. You pay the amount, what it costs to get hay, the cheaper amount. Tani Kavasa de Rava. There's a brisa that supports Rava that says Im Nenes Mishalemes Mashinenes. So how Ketad Achla Kav or Kavaim eat a certain amount, a certain volume. Ein Omrim Tisham Demeim. You don't say you pay whatever he ate. Ella, what you pay is Omdin Kama Adam Rotel Leachil Lebemto Divrei Haroilo. You assess how much a person is willing to feed his animal. It's something that it's edible for the animal. Af apishena raga, even though he's not normally eating that amount of food, fikach achlachitim odvara laptur. So you only pay him what he would normally eat, even though he doesn't normally eat that, but it's something that's roy though. So we give the most expensive of the foods, even though I give my animal the cheapest of the foods, but we look at the objective value, how much an animal would normally eat if given this expensive food, and therefore you go for the higher amount, which would be sorim, the amount it would cost to buy barley. But then, again, the Gemara concludes here, the fikach ochla chitim, if the animal eats chita is not roi for an animal. Animal can't eat wheat. Oh, davara, something that's bad for the animal, then that would be ptura, because you would never give the animal to eat something that's bad for the animal. So then the animal, the owner would be pater in that case. Okay, that's machlokas, what model to use to assess the hana. Now, Amrle Rav Chista says, the Rami Bar Chama, lo havas gavin borta, b'tchuma, I wasn't by you the previous night, in your tchum, d'ay bar lon, mila d'malasa, where they ask this very interesting question. Amr mai mila malyasa, what was this interesting question that they asked me? Amr le, the following, hadar b'chatzer chaver shlo b'dayto. A guy lives in the guy's backyard, or front yard, their chatzer was the front yard. A guy lives, he camps out in another guy's courtyard, without the guy knowing. The Baal Chatzer doesn't know there's a guy living there. Tzarech lahalos l'scharo ein tzarech. Do you have to pay the rent or not? They catch him. The guy who's camping out, does he have to pay the owner of the Chatzer for living there?
A squatter.
So what's the halacha? So Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the case? Ilema b'chatzer de lo kai malagra. If it's a Chatzer that the Baal Chatzer normally doesn't rent out. And also to gavra de lo avid lo migar. And the guy normally doesn't rent places either. He just goes from place to place, stealing property. So then, Zelo Nene, Zelo Chaser. The guy doesn't get Hana, the guy doesn't lose out, meaning because the owner of the house doesn't rent out his property. So it wasn't like he wasn't occupying a otherwise rented out property. So I don't lose out by someone living on my property. And the guy who never rents doesn't gain anything because he would never pay for it anyways. So there's no one losing and no one gaining. So therefore, you can't force the guy to pay any money. So that can't be the case. That can't be the Shiloh. Ella b'chatzer dekayim la'agra v'gavra david lemeger zenenev zechatzer. If it's a courtyard that I normally do rent out, and it's a guy that normally does pay, so then I'm getting chaser because some guy's going to see that it's occupied. I'm not going to rent it from him, so I'm losing out money, and this guy's gaining money because he would have otherwise paid for it, and he's not paying for it. So that's vada you'd have to pay me because he's getting hana and I'm losing out. So definitely you have to pay in that case. So ella lo tricha must be. where I don't normally rent out my property. So I'm not really losing anything out here. But this guy normally does rent out properties to live in, so he's gaining here. So that's a case of my, what's the halacha? Do we say, it's a case of zeh nenev, zeh lechaser. This guy's getting hana, I'm not losing out. This is, again, a larger topic, of course, which we're not going to discuss. But this is the sugya of zeh nenev, zeh lechaser, where that guy is getting hana by getting a free ride here, but I'm not losing out here because I wouldn't normally rent it out anyways. So what's the halacha? The Gemara says, my, mati amai amarle, my chaser ticha. The guy living there could say, I didn't cause you any loss because you wouldn't rent it out anyways. So don't force me to pay. Al Dilma, or perhaps me as the Baal Chatzar could say, Matsuyama, I could say to him, well, ha, nana, ha, Isanis, you got hana. So that we know the halacha is that, well, we'll see in a second, they'll bring a ride from our Mishnah, but you got hana. You need to pay for the hana. You can't just get free rides in this world. So Gemara says, well, what's the answer? That was the kasha that was asked the previous night where he wasn't around. Who was asking the question here again? Rav Chissa wanted to ask Rami Berchama, this is the question that was posed to you. I wasn't there to know the answer. So Amalei, so he says back to him, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is Masnisin, it's a Mishnah. Hey Masnisin, which Mishnah is this? Amalei, they say, Lechit Tishamishli, when you serve me, do some service to me, I'll tell you the answer. So Shakil Sudra Karachle, he takes a little handkerchief and wraps it around him. Now he's ready to hear the answer. Then Machorim figure out this, we find this phrase several places in Shas. Try to figure out why this is. What's the need to, you know, first service me and then I'm going to answer the question? So I don't remember if anyone says this, but I imagine somebody does say. But the idea of learning in order to receive Torah, you have to be anonymous, you have to be a makabel from someone. You make yourself into a kli, you make yourself into an evit to the person. Now you're able to willingly accept what he's going to answer back to you. I don't remember if somebody says this or not, but I imagine that's a suggestion they say. Either way, he ties the handkerchief around. Now he's ready to be makabel the answer. So which Mishnah tells us the answer of Zenene? Vizelo chaser. So he says, Amrlei, im nenes mishalemes mashinenes. Our Mishnah. If the animal eats some food in the Rishis Rabbim, he's patim mishain, but you're chayv to pay the hana, the Baal Shor, for him not having to feed the next meal. So we see, zenene, bet zenev zechaser. What's the rye? That's what the Gemara says. Amar Rava, kama lo chaliv lo margish gaver de mari siya. So how do they interpret this line here? Gaver de mari siya is Rami Bar Chama. How much, l'chol means not sick, but I don't know if that means that here.
Worry.
What?
How much you don't have to be afraid or worry.
Sickness and worry is the person whose master in heaven was helped.
All right, so no need to, how much muftach it says here as well. He was so reliant on Rami Bar Chama, he had such shiat d'shmai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, d'afa gav d'lo dami l'masisin at all, even though this was not similar at all to the mission, because our mission is a case of zeh nene v'zeh chaser. The owner of the food is losing out. So still nonetheless, kabel minei. The guy, Rav Chissa, still was willing to accept it. He's really accept das Torah, even though it didn't make sense, the comparison. Because
what was the answer?
So you have to pay for getting hana. And whenever you get hana, you have to pay. So the guy who's living in the chaser, he got hana. Because you have to pay mashinenis. You got hana. The owner of the shore, my shore, ate that guy's food. I need to pay hana for getting food.
It depends where it is.
No, the Mishnah said no matter where. The Rishis HaRabim is only by shein, only by nezek. We're not talking about nezek here. We're talking about hana. When your animal gets hana from somebody else, no matter where, you always have to pay. So Gemara says, the avogav de lo dami l'masis, and even though the Mishnah is very different than the case we're talking about here, about a person who's dar b'chatzir shel shalomi daito, because hi, zenenev zechaser, our Mishnah is where the guy, of the owner of the food, is losing out, so of course you have to pay him back. V'hai, the case of the chatzir, we said it's a case of zenenev zelachaser. The baal chatzir, me, I don't normally rent out my property, so I'm not losing out. It's a completely different case. So what's the case here? So says the Gemara, no, the answer is Rami Bar Chama Stam Peros Brishis HaRabim Afkur Mafkelu. When a guy places his Peros in the Brishis HaRabim, it's considered Hefker. Right? That says Rashi, look at Rashi two lines down. Mafkeluhu. V'lo chisir midei d'ha sofen li'ibud. It doesn't really lose anything out. Because if you're placing your fruit in the Brishis HaRabim, it's only a matter of moments where people are going to start trampling all over, it's going to be lost. So the owner is really Mafker's property. Now the question is, why have to pay him then? So look at Rashi. It says Rashi Afkur, rather Tosus, I'm sorry, Tosus writes, Afkur Mafkerlu, Lola Gamre, can't be completely Hefker, because the Imkain, if it was really completely Hefker, Afil Mashinenis Lo Mashalim, even that which the guy got Hana from, he wouldn't have to pay. Ella must be Misyayish Mehem. He's Misyayish, he gave up hope on them. Shesavar Shes Kalkulu Machbash Rabim Dorsin Alem, So he thought that people were going to trample over them and he'll lose it a little bit, but not entirely. So you see from here, Tosafot makes an assumption that Yush and Hefker is not one of the same thing. If you look at Rashi in the beginning of Eil Metzias, talks with Hefker, Rashi there says, Yush is Machmas Hefker. He thinks they're one and the same. It's a larger discussion we'll get to later on in Perek Merubah. They talk about Hefker and Yush here a little bit, the relationship between the two of them. But this Tosafot, I think, assumes that Hefker is not like Yush. They're two different things. You could be Miyayish without being Mafker. So that's somehow a middle point, in which case you're going to be Chayiv to pay the Hana to the owner of these Peros. Let's go by it. The Gemara still is going through, trying to bring Rias here. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Hamakiv Chaveru, Mishal Shruchos of a Mishnah in Babas, the first parak. Let's say there's a guy who's living in the center. He has a field, and he's surrounded by another person by all sides. Another field, larger field is swallowing this guy, this poor guy's in the center. What happens is, what? Picture, okay, beautiful. Oh, a picture, okay, very good. So what happens is, Hamakiv Chaveru, Mishal Shruchos of, so the guy on the outside builds fence, a fence around the three sides of the inner field. The God there is Harishon of Esashinivashishlishis. The guy in the center doesn't have to pay for that fence, even though he's getting some hana, his field is also protected. He's got another side of the field which is completely exposed. So three out of four fences won't do much for you, because there's always an entrance for someone to come in. However, but if the fourth wall, the fourth fence is built, then you're mechayiv to pay all four walls. Now it's a larger discussion, all four, the last one, who built the fence, largest machlokas in the Gemara Babasa. But either way, just very simply speaking, the fourth wall is built somehow by someone, you're chayiv to pay something. So Shmami, now we see from here, Zenen of Zolochaser, chayiv. So I'm getting hana, but you're not losing out. The guy on the outside is not losing out because he needs that fence up there anyways to protect his fields. I'm in the center, I'm getting hana, but so it's Zenen, now the guy in the center gets hana, but the guy on the outside is not losing out because he would need to do that anyways. So the Gemara says, so you see that you're chayiv in the case of Zenen of Zolochaser. Says the Gemara, no, shiny hosam damer le ad garmish li hakefa yisera. No, the guy on the outside says, you're causing me to make a fence. And this big machok is how to understand this. But let's say the middle guy wasn't there, so then there were no need for a fence on the outside. Imagine a large field. So I would only need a fence on the outside. But now that some guy is stuck in the middle, so I need an extra fence on the inside to block him. I wouldn't need it had you not been there. So you are being mechayiv. I am being chaser by your presence. And therefore, it's a case of zenene, vizeh chaser, and everyone agrees in that case, you'd be chayiv. I think Tosa argues, I think Tosa says, the damage is the walls. If the guy wasn't there, let's say he'd be removed, so the fields on the outside would be smaller, but he pressed together. I mean, my outer wall would be smaller. But now that you're in there, you push away my fields further. Now my outer wall, I think, is larger than it would have otherwise been. I think that's what Tosfos writes. I didn't look it up, though. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Toshma, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Im Amar Nikaf, Vigida Vesei Misha, Im Amar Nikaf, if the Nikaf, the guy in the center who's being surrounded, he stands up, Vigadah Tarvius, and he builds the fourth wall, Megaglan Allah Vesakol, we make him pay for all four walls, at least partially. Time out the God of the Nikaf, only because the Nikaf, the guy in the center, built that wall. Homakif, but if the outer guy built it, Pater, then the guy in the inside is completely Pater. So we see from here, Shmamina, Zenene, Vizalachaser, Pater. So the Gemara says so, the guy in the middle is Pater completely because I'm getting Hana by being protected, but the guy on the outside is not losing out, so I would be Pater. Zenene, Vizalachaser, Pater. We're bringing the opposite Raya from that part of the Mishnah, to which the Gemara answers, Shaini Hasam. There is different. Damar le lididi sagili benitir bar zuze. So he says the reason why you're putter in that case is because the Nikaf says, I didn't need such a fancy fence. I could have did a very cheap bar zuze, a very cheap fence would have been fine for me. You build this nice white picket fence, whatever it was. I don't need all that fancy stuff. And that's why he's putter. Toshma, the Gemara brings another ayah. Habayis v'aliyah. This is the end of Bamitzia here, I think. Right, the end of Bamitzia. Habayis v'aliyah. There's a house, a first floor, and then there's a second floor, the aliyah. Al Shaim, Shashneim, Shashneim, so two people, Shenafla, it fell. So Amar Bal Halia, the guy in the second floor says, Lebal Habayis, the guy in the first floor, Livnos, please build your first floor so I can build my second floor. Vu Eino Rota, the guy says, I don't want to, I'm not interested in doing this now, I've got another house to live in. Hare Bal Halia, Bone Bayis, Vyosheba. So now the Bal Halia is stuck, so he's allowed to build a first floor on that same property, and Vyoshiban sit there and live there, Achitin Lo Yitziosov, until the owner of that first floor pays him the money, and then he can start working on his second floor. So Yitziosov, who de Mechaivle, Bahabayas, the Bahabayas only has to pay for all the work and effort that went into building the house. Hascharalo, but to pay for the rent, the guy's been living in his house that, you know, even though he built it, he doesn't have to pay for that rent. He's a free rent. Shema Amina, but you see from here, Zenene, Vizelo Chaser Pater. So the case of Zenene, or the guy, the Baal Leah, who's living in the Baal Habayis' house now, gets a na, but Baal Habayis isn't losing anything out here, because I guess he normally doesn't rent out his house here. So you see in that case, your Pater, Zenene, Vizelo Chaser Pater. Of course, says, no, not true. It's not because of that. This is a completely different relationship that they have here. Shiny Hossam, the Basil Aliyah Mishtabe. The house is subservient to the Aliyah, to the attic, to the second floor here. So therefore, even the Baal Aliyah has some shaychus, it seems, some shaychus to the Baal Habayis' house. Let's look at Rashi if he says anything here. Rashi says, the Bais L'Aliyah Mishtabe Shal Habayis Lisvo L'Aliyah Hilgach Hadin Imzeh L'Durbo. It's not because he has every right to live there. He has every right to live there, and therefore there's no need for there's not even a havamina that the Baal Aliyah would have to pay schar. Tashma, another Raya the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Avzeh Hadar b'chotzer chaveru shlomi daito tzarech lalos l'schar. Very explicit statement. The guy lives in another guy's property without having das, you'd have to pay the schar. Shma mina zenene v'zelo chaser chayev. Very clear statement. So Gemara says shiny hasim. No, there is different because. Mishum Shachru say the Yashasa. Why do you have to pay? Why you have to pay in that case? So it says the Gemara. Says Rashi. Wait, I think there should be a girsa change here. Just a second here. Probably should be bias or something here.
The walls come black from living
there. Right, it must be bias, not a chater though. The Yalan change of gears here. Even though the Gemara says a brisa here, a chater probably should be a bias here. So either way, the idea is you have to look at Rashi. Rashi explains here. So Shachruise Dashyasa Shemashkir Lo Aksalam, he makes the walls go dark. He does lose out. Abayis Yashrin Lo. This only applies to a new house, very nice painted walls. The guy lives there, he makes it go black and dark and all the soot, whatever is going on there. So all the usage, that's why you have to pay. But in an old house which already is dirty, then you would not have to pay here. So that's a different case. That's not a classic case. It's a case that's the case where there's chaser. But in a case where there's no chaser, let's say a chaser, where there's perhaps nothing losing out, then he would not have to pay, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Marna says, Shalchu Bei Rabbi Ami. Amar, he says, V'chima asalo, Uma chasro, Uma zeko. What did he do? What did he cause him to lose? And what was the damage he did? He doesn't think there's damage in this. In the house that's not up for sale, up for rent, rather. So what did he do? What was the damage? Why did he have to pay any money? So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Nisyashe B'davar. What does that mean? Nine bus says Rashi. Let's be mine. Let's look into this. Hadar Shalchu Kamed Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Kuli Hai Shalchili. All of this you sent to me. Vazli Ilu Ashechei Beitaima Lo Shalchan Allah. Had I found the reason, I wouldn't send it to you. Okay, it sounds like he wasn't so happy about the question. It wasn't such a sophisticated question. He said, had I known the answer, I wouldn't have sent you, but Taka, I don't know the answer. So what happens here? Itmar, Rav Kana, it was said that Rav Kana said, Amar B'yochanan, Eino Tzarek L'Halos L'Schar. He passed him that you do not have to pay the rent. And Rabbi Bohu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he quotes Rabbi Yochanan differently, saying, Tzarek L'Halos L'Schar, you do have to pay for it. So it's a machlokas. So Amar Rav Papa says, Ha, the Rabbi Abohu, this statement of Rabbi Abohu, quoting Rabbi Yochanan that you do have to pay schar, is la beferish itmar. It wasn't said explicitly by Rabbi Yochanan. El mechlala itmar is learned from an inference. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Mishnah that's found in Maseches Meila, I think. Brachos. No, wrong place. Chagiga, Bamitzim Meila, a few places. I think it's a Mishnah initially in Meila. Not till Evan or Korosh Hektish. A guy takes a rock or a beam that's of Hektish. Hareiz Elomal. By taking it alone, that's not considered a Meila. Nasel Chavero. He gives it to his friend. He transfers ownership. Hu mal v'chaveru lo mal. So the guy who gave it over gets the iser mila, but the chaveru, the receiver, doesn't get mila. That's what the Mishnah says. So Gemara says, bana l'toch beso hareza lo mal ad shiyidur atachda shavaputa. Let's say I take the beam or the rock, I build it into my house, so then I am pater. It's not until I actually live and get hanah from it. So there are different things. There's if it changes Rishus, if it's a kinyan, then you'd be chayv, the Isser Mila. If it doesn't change Rishus, I just get hana from it, that'd be another case where I'd get Isser Mila. So the first case, the Gemara is talking about elsewhere, we're talking about a gizbar. I'm the treasurer, I own all the hektish, I'm responsible. If I give it to my chaver, now I change Rishios, that's when the Itzer takes place. But let's say...
Who gave him the Ginsburg?
The Ginsburg has rights over all the Hekdesh things.
Right, so he takes the stone, and what does he do with it?
The first case, he gives it to his chaver, so when it changes Rishios, that's an Itzer Me'ila. But let's say I'm the Gizbar, I don't give it to my chaver, I rather I take it to my home. I build it in my property, it hasn't changed Rishio said. It's still in my property. I still have the rights as a Gizbar. It's not until I get Hana that I sit underneath this beam or I sit underneath this stone, is there an Isra Me'ila. So comes along Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, V'hu shenicha agapim aruba. It's only Vyasev. It's only a situation where I place it in my sunlight, exactly. I sit in my sunlight, I get Hana from it that way. So Rashi says, "V'ushen nicha pi aruba v'lo kava b'binyan d'havishinoy harach lamal ad shiido tachdeh." No, if I did a shin, if I mamash made it part of my binyan, ein achanami abichayev. It's a case where I did not do any shinoy to it. I just placed it on top of the window. Then only when I sit underneath it, when I get hana, is there going to be an iser? Okay, we have to bring this back full circle still. Then the Gemara says, "V'yasu Rabbi Yabohu kamid Rabbi Yochanan." Once Rabbi Yabohu was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan, the Kamar Mishmei the Shmuel, and he said all this. So this comes to teach us that Hadar b'chatzir chaveiro shlomi daito tzarach lalos laschar. So what does that mean? If a guy sits in a property without the das, in this case without the das of Hektish, and he gets hana, so there's an iser me'ila, so too, bring it over to our case, you'd have to pay the schar to the owner of the chatzir. B'shasiklai. So when Rabbi Yochanan said this, Rabbi Yochanan stayed quiet. So iu savar midashasik modilei. So Rabbi Yochanan understood this to mean, if Rabbi Yochanan was silent, he must have agreed. If he had something to say and argue, he would have said it. So he listened. He nodded his head. It must be he agreed to me. But lo, he wasn't sure. That's not why he was quiet. Lo, he ashkucha lo ashkech bei. He didn't really care for it at all. He just ignored it. Like he threw it off, brushed it off as if it was like a very silly statement. That's what he was saying. I didn't want to even acknowledge it. Kidiraba. Dama Rabba, like Rabba says, Hektish Shalomi Das, Kehedyot Midas Damim. What does this mean? Where did that Rashi go? Is there a Rashi here? The last Rashi, the two dots there? Two dots of Rashi, it's not in the bowl though. The Hektish Lek Lameymar Shalomi Das, the Das Kishchina Ika, Kehedyot Midas Damim. I mean, there's no such thing as Shalom Das when it comes to Hektish. Who owns Hektish? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all his. So there's no such thing as Shalom Das. He knows everything that goes on. So it's always Kedas. So if you steal something, if I in a guy's property, Midaito, we had an arrangement, then you have to pay the Schar. So too, when you take Hektish, Midaito, you'd have to pay. So it's not a good comparison. There can never be a case of Hektish, Shalom Midaito. Okay, either way, we have no conclusion about our very quick case of Zenene Vizolachasu. We still have to figure out the answer to that. So we'll stop here then. Mitzvah Hashem will pick up tomorrow.